Let's speak to the security journalist, Brian Rowan, this morning. We won't do business as usual, Brian, say the DUP. What does that mean?
Well, we're waiting for that to be clarified around lunchtime today. You know that they sought an adjournment of the Assembly. They then asked that the government suspend the Assembly. And in the absence of those, they say that they will take unilateral action. Now, what does that mean for how the Assembly and the Executive will function? Does it mean, you know, the DUP will not put questions down the Assembly, may stay away from the Executive? We're waiting for all of that to be clarified a little bit later today. We are now seeing, Stephen, I think, some more of the picture, but not all of the picture. And the speech by Teresa Villiers at the British Irish Association is a game changer in a number of respects. It makes clear the government's intention to legislate on welfare reform as a last resort if agreement is not reached in these talks. So it has set the bar, if you like, in terms of the height that the parties have to jump and clear. And in doing so, it has given a reminder of the meaning of devolution and where the real power rests. It has moved to unlock the Stormont stalemate on this issue. The DUP had been saying and warning that the Assembly could not go on and continue in that standoff. Now, in the absence of more money for welfare, can Sinn Féin do this deal and step back from the type of language and position we have heard on this issue? And this has been one of their red lines, if you like, Stephen, an issue on which they could walk from the Executive. That had been clear. Sorry, Stephen?
Well, why would Sinn Féin make any movement now on welfare reform, Brian? Because surely, from an electoral point of view, they can now sit back and they have fought their fight. If the British government rule above their head, then they can say it was nothing to do with us.
Well, because I think Arling Foster made the point there that it's devolution that's on the line here, Stephen. I think if Stormont comes down, if the Assembly falls, then it's going to fall for a very long time, and it's going to be direct rule for a very long time. So those are the stakes, if you like, in this negotiation. Can Sinn Féin do a deal on welfare reform in the absence of more money? And Teresa Villiers was making clear at the weekend again that the government will not make more money available in Northern Ireland than is available elsewhere in the UK. So we're going into these talks, Stephen, with whole range of issues to be resolved. The full implementation of the Stormont House Agreement, not just welfare and budgets, but the past parades and flags. That takes us back to the Haas talks. Then we've got the issue that Arling Foster described as the elephant in the room. Now, as part of this crisis, the Chief Constable's assessment of an existing IRA structure, and that members of the IRA were involved in the murder of Kevin McGuigan. So you've got all of those issues that were there at Stormont House. You have now this police assessment. And also, I think what that weekend speech has done by Teresa Villiers is stirred into this whole mix, if you like, that meaning of devolution. And where real power rests.
Yeah, well, she's given the DUP what they wanted in terms of what she's now prepared to do, mm-hmm. in terms of intervening over welfare mm-hmm. Reform. Are you hearing that she will intervene on the IRA issue?
Well, if you look at Peter Robinson's statement on Saturday, which was a response to Teresa Villiers' speech, he said that it was equally essential that the government respond to our proposal on the issue of paramilitary activity. Now, what exactly will the government be prepared to do on all of that? There has been this talk for a little while now.
What could they do?
That they could bring back some sort of IMC, some monitoring body, to look at that IRA structure that George Hamilton says still exists, to look at the loyalist organisations and to bring forward the sorts of reports that we've had previously. Now, also at Cambridge at the weekend, Declan Kearney accepted that we are in an escalating political crisis, but he says it had nothing to do with the fiction, as he described it, of an existing IRA. So Sinn Féin continue to dismiss and bat away that police assessment. I'm told, Stephen, that the police are now more confident of the assessment that they made a couple of weeks ago, both in terms and I think more specifically in terms that they do believe that current members of the IRA were involved in that murder of Kevin McGuigan in the Short Strand.
The IMC, if some body like that were to be introduced, that would be seen as a fig leaf, would it not? Because they're going to rely primarily on the same evidence that the Chief Constable has relied upon. In fact, they're going to consult with the Chief Constable.
Of course they're going
to. So that would be a complete fig leaf.
Of course they're going to consult with the Chief Constable. They're also going to speak to MI5. That's the way these things have worked in the past, if indeed the government does come forward with a proposal on a new monitoring body. Now, what is that report going to say? It's going to speak to George Hamilton. It's going to the body would speak to George Hamilton. It would speak to others involved in intelligence. It would say, let's see what you have. Let's interrogate what you have. Let's see what sense all of that makes. Now, George Hamilton spoke at the policing board last Thursday, as did the Assistant Chief Constable Will Kerr. They referred again to this senior infrastructure that still exists within the IRA. They declined to put a label on that. My understanding, Stephen, is what they believe to be there is an IRA leadership at the brigade level and above. And they also made clear last week that they did not see that structure posing a national security threat. They weren't setting it in the context of directing a terrorist campaign, but making this point that they believe that structure is still there, managing a peace process.
There was coded language within Peter Robinson's statement, or certainly I read it like that. Let me just read these two sentences to you. Within his statement, the First Minister said, "The Ulster Unionist Party chose to vote with Sinn Féin to block an adjournment of the Assembly. They want the Assembly to do business as if nothing has happened. We believe that given the links to a murder that have already been confirmed and other facts not yet publicly revealed will make this position untenable." Other facts not yet publicly revealed.
Well, a police investigation moves, Stephen. It develops. Now, do they think that the Chief Constable is going to say something more?
Clearly they do.
Well, clearly they do. What I'm saying to you is that having made the assessment two weeks ago, I think now, that current members of the IRA were involved in the McGuigan murder, I have heard nothing from police at a senior level to suggest that there will be any stepping back from that assessment. So, as I've explained to you, Stephen, we're not just now in the frame of there being some sort of existing IRA structure still out there. It is a structure alongside activity.
And in terms of the DUP publicly saying it will not be business as usual, I just noticed a tweet here from Jimmy Bryson, for example, who has said, "I wouldn't get too excited about the DUP action. Remember the huge stand they took as part of the graduated response and over the OTRs." In other words, people like him thinking the DUP say that there will be a significant response and there isn't.
Well, someone said to me last week, will we get a graduated response or will we get an exaggerated response? Let's see what Peter Robinson says at lunchtime in terms of the unilateral action that the DUP is prepared to take. I spoke to a senior DUP source a couple of days ago about all of this. He said we exclude no option. Now, I think we've got some more of the picture at this stage, Stephen. We don't have all of the jigsaw pieces. We need to see what more the government is prepared to do by way of addressing DUP concerns about continuing paramilitary activity, about this police assessment of IRA involvement in the McGuigan murder. But these talks are not just about the DUP and what they need. This is about trying to balance a seesaw, keep the weights right, and the more that you give to one side in a negotiation, the more likely you are to tip others overboard. So we're getting into a set of talks tomorrow with a hugely complicated agenda set within a very short space of time. Can they get all of this done in a few weeks? If they do get it all done in a few weeks, Stephen, it'll be the first time they will have achieved that. And they're also going in there now with a very clear statement from the government that on the welfare issue, you sort this out or we will sort it out.
Okay, Brian Rowan, thank you very much indeed.